In 2023, the city of Detroit took over the duty of maintaining the land alongside its freeways from the state of Michigan. That includes cutting the grass on freeway embankments. As WDET's Alex McLennan reports, new technology is making that sometimes dangerous task a bit easier.
Detroit has more than 240 miles of freeways. Director of the city's General Services Department, Crystal Perkins, says maintaining the land along the road is a full-time job.
We have been doing 5 cuts on the freeways a year, along with litter pickup. We're out here 7 days a week.
Complicating the task, Perkins says more than 80% of that land is a steep slope. Those embankments are traditionally cut with heavy-duty riding mowers, which run the risk of tipping over, creating a dangerous situation for operators working just feet from where cars are doing 70 miles per hour.
And we've had that happen. Fortunately, there wasn't a fatal or catastrophic accident from that tip, but we did have someone tip over a little bit, not going directly into the freeway, but on the service drive.
But the days of worrying about rider safety could become a thing of the past. Payne Landscaping, one of the two city contractors, has started using remote-controlled lawnmowers, moving the operator off the frame and up the slope, where they control the machine with a handheld device.
One of my guys looked online and seen something that, hey, you got remote controls and mowers now that are doing slopes.
That's Terry Payne. He's the director of Payne Landscaping.
I picked up on it, called the guy out from RC Mowers, and next thing you know, he brought me a demo out, and then we went from there.
Beyond the safety benefits, Payne says the new technology is a lot more comfortable to use compared to the outgoing riding mowers.
You know, you bounce a lot, you know, it's bad on your knees and different things there, so if this is more comfortable, you just walk behind it and you just follow the machine and just take off.
And Detroit isn't the only place where lawn crews are trading old school levers for a handheld gadget. Contractors in Illinois and New Jersey are using similar machines to trim the slopes along toll roads. Crystal Perkins says that setup is attractive to a new generation of lawn care professional.
The operators are more of technical, your techie, your IT type of operator. So your young adults, your people who maybe like to spend a lot of time on video games.
That includes young adults like Darius Smith, who shows off the wireless control panel.
You got a throttle increase and decrease. Right here you have a blade on and off switch. Right here, this is your emergency stop switch.
Smith, who enjoys streaming video games in his free time, says he's a fan of the button-operated mowers.
It's just like playing Pac-Man.
But instead of gobbling up digital fruit, these machines eat leaves, sticks, and grass.
Me personally, I can go fast. This whole slope, maybe it'll take one more, maybe an hour.
When more mowers are on the job, that time only goes down, and there are other benefits. The riderless RC mowers are lightweight. Terry Payne says that means the grass can be cut even when it's wet.
You can cut in the rain with these, you know, the other mowers you cannot cut. You're going to leave tracks in the mud.
That makes it easier for the city to maintain its 5-cut-a-year freeway upkeep schedule. Crystal Perkins says keeping the slopes well manicured helps discourage illegal dumping.
We don't want our freeways to be overgrown, right? We want a city that's clean, vibrant, beautiful, even on our freeways.
Perkins says the city would like to see more remote-controlled lawnmowers buzzing alongside major thoroughfares. As far as cost goes, the technology is not cheap. Just one RC mower retails for more than $60,000. However, Terry Payne says that's about the same price as the traditional riding equipment his company would be using otherwise. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.